Musicians from the Springfield Symphony Orchestra will perform on the steps of the Springfield Symphony Hall this weekend. The small-scale concert comes as the SSO Musicians Union is in the midst of a contract dispute with the orchestra's board of directors. The two sides disagree on several issues, including the length of the upcoming season. The board says it's facing many financial challenges, including problems that existed well before the pandemic. Jill Kaufman reports now on the labor conflict amid the group that bills itself as the state's second largest symphony.
The SSO hasn't played together since before March 2020. Then this year, in April, its executive director resigned. And at the end of May, the contract of longtime maestro Kevin Rhodes wrapped up. Rhodes is in Milan right now, rehearsing with the ballet orchestra at La Scala. As to whether he'll conduct in Springfield again, he said reservedly,
"That decision lies in the hands of people other than me."
Rhodes says he would love to return. He did seem surprised his name was still on the SSO's website. The musicians are also without a contract. The most recent offer from the SSO came last week. It's for a season that begins in December, about half the usual number of concerts, and it's a one-year offer. The symphony's interim executive director, John Ans, says the SSO must think beyond this season. He says they've been losing tens of thousands of dollars a year for years.
We're asking the musicians to understand the predicament and to consider a partial one-year season while we figure out how we get past one year.
It's not like the SSO is going to run out of money in one year, Ans says. Their endowment is north of $7 million. Still, just coming out of the pandemic, even half a season is a risk.
But we also need to figure out, how much more risk, how many more concerts, what does year two look like once we know, does everyone come back to Symphony Hall this winter and next spring or not?
Ans says it's a mischaracterization by the musicians to think that the board has any agenda but to keep the SSO alive. But the musicians say the orchestra is in peril.
They are blaming us and saying because we won't settle on a contract, they can't hire Kevin, they can't plan a season. And that is just patently false.
Beth Welty has played violin with the SSO for 38 years.
The term of what I would call our current contract actually did expire August 31st of 2020. But this has happened many times before where the contract expires and then we just extend the current conditions.
Seasons would be advertised, tickets would be sold without new contracts. Under federal law, the most current collective bargaining agreement usually stays in place until a successor agreement is reached, says labor attorney Harvey Mars. He represents the SSO musicians, and those past agreements have been three-year terms.
We, of course, would prefer a multi-term contract. One issue is that if we agree to this one-year agreement, the five performances would now become our status quo rather than the 10.
The offer from the SSO does include a 4% pay raise. Mars says that's not unimportant, but it's based on far fewer concerts. This Saturday, about 20 Springfield Symphony Orchestra string, wind, brass, and percussion musicians will perform for free downtown on the steps of Symphony Hall. A little Mozart, a little Bach, maybe some Sousa marches. It's billed as a rally for live classical music in Springfield. And next week, contract negotiations continue. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.